The Line 5 project at the Straits of Mackinac is under deep scrutiny. The pipeline would run directly under Lakes Michigan and Huron. Environmentalists, State Attorney General Dana Nessel, and many others are keeping an eye on every step of the process. Line 5 is designed to cross the upper and lower peninsulas to transport oil and liquid natural gases to Canada. But you've probably heard all that. But there's another piece you may not have heard as much about. Line 5 is also going under a body of water that's part of the Great Lakes. Here to tell us more is Lester Graham, lead reporter for the Environment Report. Lester, lovely to see you.
Hi.
So where is this other section of Line 5 located?
Okay, this is where the pipeline goes under the St. Clair River. It's at Marysville. That's just a little south of Port Huron. And then it comes out the other side in Sarnia, Ontario.
Obviously, Enbridge has wanted to replace parts of Line 5, saying they're just really old. Is this section as old as the rest of the pipeline?
Yeah, it was all installed about the mid-1950s.
Yeah, what's going on with it at that particular place?
Well, Enbridge wants to replace that section of Line 5. The preliminary work has already begun, and a spokesman for Enbridge, Ryan Duffy, says this is part of trying to allay any concerns about the safety of Line 5.
Well, it really goes back to our agreements with the state, and this is one part of those agreements where we are going above and beyond for safety, really, and just making what's been a safe pipeline there even safer, and doing what we call a horizontal directional drill that will move the pipeline below the lake bin.
Right. As I understand, it's like 4 or 5 feet below the bottom of the river now. How deep will it be with this horizontal direct drilling?
It'll be about 30 feet or so below the lake bed there at the St. Clair River.
Duffy says they'll be using something called horizontal directional drilling to install that section of Line 5 under the St. Clair River.
Horizontal directional drilling. How is that safer than the old pipe?
Well, that's a pretty good question. Here's what Duffy said about that.
So it would just, be even safer than it is right now, because it would be under the riverbed where there wouldn't be any kind of anchor situation, and you also wouldn't have the chance of any kind of product ever getting out into the water, because it is buried into the riverbed.
Now, that last statement, buried under the riverbed, no chance of it getting out of the water, that might be disputed.
It sounded pretty definite.
Yeah, I looked up the makeup of the substrate in that area. There's Bedford Shale and Antrim Shale found along the St. Clair River near that area. Bedford Shale is described by the U.S. Geological Survey as this kind of silty shale, which becomes siltier and sandier in its upper layers. But actually, that rock will be farther below the level where the Line 5 pipe will be installed. They are going to be going through a layer of what's called blue clay. Now, clay, as you probably know, is used a lot to line retention ponds and landfills and everything else. So it would offer some protection between the pipe and the river if it got ruptured. But whether that means oil wouldn't have any chance of getting into the water, that would not be so certain, I don't think. However, Enbridge's Ryan Duffy also says there will be automatic shutoff valves on both the U.S. and the Canadian sides of the river.
So when's the work on this part of the project getting underway?
Well, actually, some crews are on the Canadian side doing a little preliminary work now. Next month, they'll start to weld together the 2,800-foot-long pipe, which will take some time. And then after that, from the U.S. side of the river, they'll pull the length of all that pipe through the drilled hole, and there will be the new Line 5 section.
Huh. Well, how normal is it to do it that way?
Yeah, it's actually used a lot. It's pretty common. Just 9 years ago, Enbridge used that same method to replace the length of Line 6B under the St. Clair River, right next to where they're working now. You might remember 6B was the pipeline that leaked more than 800,000 gallons of oil into a creek and eventually the Kalamazoo River near Marshall in 2010. That, of course, was the largest inland oil spill in U.S. history.
Lester, thanks for the update.
Sure.
Michigan Radio's Lester Graham. And just a note, Enbridge is a corporate sponsor of Michigan Radio.